Hey guys, the following podcast is a Lady Gang Network and Podcast One production, which means it's going to be awesome.
Real quick before we start the show, spring break is upon us, a lot of time with the kids at home, what to do with them. So when I shop for my kids for activities, I look for things that are both fun and something that they can learn from so I don't feel guilty about it. And that is not easy. And that's why I was so excited when I found KiwiCo. Okay, they send you this box.
It's adorable.
It's so cute. They design their products specifically to encourage confidence and creativity. And the goal is that through play, kids get an enriching learning experience that carries over into obviously everything that they do.
That's right. And KiwiCo has hundreds of products, each focusing on STEAM, which is science, technology, engineering, art, and mathematics. And they have 7 lines underneath their umbrella for kids 0 to 16.
Yeah, what was the project we just got for our kids? Was it to make something for Easter?
I got something different, maybe. I got this like cute cloud project that you put the stuffing in and then you can draw on the cloud.
Okay. You guys.
It's adorable.
We really highly recommend it. So you can change the way your kid plays with KiwiCo. Visit kiwico.com/mama and get your first crate free. That's kiwico.com/mama for your first crate free. kiwico.com/mama.
Well, a boy's best friend is his mother.
No one said being a parent would be easy, but now you don't have to go through it alone. Actress and mother of two, Jamie Lynn Sigler, has teamed up with musician and stay-at-home mother of two, Jenna Paris, to create a safe place where you can confess your worst mommy sins and still feel like you're killing the mommy game. This is Mama Said with Jamie and Jenna.
Welcome to Mama Said. Hi, it's Jamie.
It's Jenna too. Hi.
I feel like it's been a second.
It has. I missed you.
I mean, I miss you always.
Always.
How are you? Tell me. Should we just get right into it?
Do you want to go first?
I'll go first today.
Okay.
Okay. Mommy wins, fails.
Mommy win! Mommy fail.
Okay. My win. I just went on a little 4-day wedding weekend up to Napa with my husband, and we had our 2 grandmas, my mom and Cutter's mom, watch the kids, which for some reason just makes me feel like extra safe, just like they're both with the moms. There's like, you know, 4 hands to watch both kids, that I was so relaxed that I like really partied it up.
You checked out.
I totally checked out. I don't think I was sober for a moment of the 4 days, which was glorious. And it was just with all our friends and none of our kids. And it's so rare that we hang all together without our kids. And it was just such a beautiful wedding, celebrating a great couple. I take it as my mom win, even though it doesn't like really involve my children, but I was like really able to
check out and have a great time.
I'm
so proud of you.
Thank you.
Because that's hard for me to do. You travel a lot with your kids, so you deserve like an alone Cutter situation.
Totally. Okay, my fail. You guys, I also feel like this is a PSA. Like I didn't do, it's not my fail, but okay. So I took Jack for his second MMR vaccine. Okay, people that don't believe in vaccines, power to you, but don't hate on me, please. Like, leave me alone. I vaccinate my children.
So do I.
The 1 in 100 chance that I was told by my pediatrician is they could develop a fever and a slight rash. You guys, Jack is basically covered in measles with 103 fever for 3 or 4 days. It is so bad.
I've heard of this, though. My doctor warned me when
You made me feel better about it.
Yeah, my doctor warned me. She said, don't worry if Daisy wakes up with an insane rash all over her body, it happens.
See, my doctor made it seem like 1 in 100. I've only happened once in my career. But your doctor made it seem like, no, this could happen. You're literally who calmed me down.
Okay, good. Because, oh my God, when doctors are like 1 in 100, I'm like, what? That's so
Jack is special. No. Ugh, you guys, it's so special. Bad. So please, if this shows up for your babies, don't panic. It happened to me. This never happened with Bo. It really, really freaked me out. I mean, he's okay, but not.
It's annoying. He has a fever.
He doesn't feel good. Yeah.
Oh, so Jackie.
I know that's not like my normal fails, because normally it's about me just being a terrible human, but that was my fail this week.
Okay.
Okay, you.
Okay. So I'll start with my fail. This is not like a mommy fail. It's more of a wife fail. My husband won this gift certificate for Delta.com. It was like $2,000. Because it's so bad. We're trying to book a trip to Hawaii, so we're going to use this $2,000. We've like never used it before. And my husband has reminded me a couple times. He's like, check on that gift card. And I'm like, okay. It expires in April. And it's March, right? Yeah. It expires in April, so blah, blah, blah. That was in my head. I finally go – I don't know why it took me so long to just like open a piece of paper. I look last night and guess when it expired? The day
last
before. The day before.
2 days ago.
So of course, I'm going through – and Neil is fuming. This is our trip. Like this was going to be our getaway. Like we were going to –
By the way, nothing against
money
you, but I'd be pissed at you too.
Yeah, I'm pissed at myself. So of course, I automatically – I'm like, oh, I'm going to go on Twitter and tweet them. And I look at my Twitter. I'm like, oh my God, I have two followers. They won't give a shit.
You have two followers on Twitter. Uh-huh. Follow Jenna. What's your name? Just Jenna Paris?
I don't even know. Jenna C. Paris. I don't know. I'm not a tweeter or Twitterer. But maybe I should be to like have Delta write me back. But
I'll do it for you.
Thank you. Will you?
I don't and have then, much, but
okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm going to wrap this up, but like I then called Delta and they couldn't do anything for me. They were like, I was like, my husband's going to divorce me. Like, this is serious. Like, we need a vacation. I have baby brain. And I was like, it expired yesterday. And then she gets back after putting me on hold for 20 minutes and goes, I'm sorry. There's nothing we could do because it expired. Mm-mm. And I'm like, well, I know it expired. Obviously,
you can't take no. We're gonna work on this.
And I'm like, get me your manager. And she pretended to get her manager. So then I wrote on Facebook and Instagram, does anyone know anyone in Delta Corporate? And I'm waiting for that.
Okay. Let's help Jenna.
Huge
everyone.
Fail. Okay. My
Who knows
husband's
Delta?
Pissed.
Please come to Facebook and tell
yeah.
us.
Yeah. So, okay.
Let's win.
Big win. You know how I was having trouble with Milo sleeping in his own mm-hmm. bed? It's been 3 months. It got worse and worse. He wouldn't fall asleep on his own and he wouldn't stay asleep. It was really yeah. bad, waking up every 2 hours, screaming, crying. So we finally, Neil and I, made a plan. We didn't ask anyone for help. We were just like ready to figure the shit out. We made a plan of action. First, we started, I feel like I'm a sleep expert right
Come
now.
Come on. Give it to us.
We started sitting next to his bed as he fell asleep alone. Then we moved to near his door, further away from his bed, so he could fall asleep on his own. Then we moved outside of his door.
Do you have Nest Cam footage of this so we can yeah. make like an edited video? Great.
Yeah, what do you mean? I have like 20 Nest Cameras.
Great.
And then we moved outside of his door and he falls asleep on his own now.
Yay!
So that's this week. And then on Monday, we're going to be in our room. So like then, and then we, the trick that we noticed, like, so he was calling me or my husband every 2 hours, come in, help. And we would wait and Daisy would wake up. So we noticed that if we talked to him about when you wake up, cuddle your monkey and you need to go back to sleep, we talked about it to him every 30 minutes for, I'm not kidding, 1 week. It was drilled in his brain and it worked. He now wakes up, cries, and then he stops, finds his monkey and goes back to sleep. Aww. And it's working. He slept till 7:30 this morning.
That's awesome.
That has never happened in the history of Milo Jack Paris or my life. And I feel
that's
like,
a huge win.
Do you want to hire me for like sleep situations?
It's
anyone?
A new side business.
Yeah.
Delta will for sure give you those flights after that.
Delta, come through.
Okay.
So Jamie, you know that blanket, the Calm and Comfort weighted blanket that I'm obsessed with? You've heard me talk about it. Okay, it's on my bed and I've got to be honest, when I sleep with it, I do not wake up until the next morning, which is so unlike me. I have the best sleep of my life. Mm. I feel like I'm in this like beautiful dream world and nothing is wrong.
That's amazing. But mine for me is just getting on that couch at the end of a night. I have restless leg. And so like having that extra weight on mm-hmm. top of me just really just takes that load off. I put on Bravo, watch all my Housewives, and it's literally my happiest moment.
What do you mean?
Of the day.
I'm like in my bed with my weighted blanket drinking wine, and that's like my happiest moment. Not kidding. My husband's like, what are you doing? I'm like, oh, this is like, don't bother me.
I can't wait for 7:15.
Me too.
It's me everything too. I need.
Well, Calming Comfort is designed with high density comfort fill to provide exactly the right amount of weight to help your body relax. It mimics the soothing feel feeling of being hugged for less stress and a restful night's sleep.
The Calming Comfort Weighted Blanket comes with a 90-day anxiety-free, stress-free, best night's sleep of your life guarantee from Sharper Image. Right now, just for our listeners, you can go to calmingcomfortblanket.com, use promo code MAMA at the checkout to receive 15% off the displayed price.
Again, that's calmingcomfortblanket.com, promo code MAMA. And because you can't put a price on a great night's sleep, go online now at calmingcomfortblanket.com and use promo code MAMA for your special discount today.
We're going to bring our guest on because I love her. She's a friend of mine. You guys, I mean, I can describe her, but I mean, she's an actress. She's a cook, an author, creator of Real Girls Kitchen. But more importantly, she's the mom of Ryan and Lulu and just a really, really rad chick. You guys, it's Haley Duff.
Hi, guys. How are you? I loved your mom wins and fails.
Thanks.
Thank you.
And you kind of made me feel like fails because you really were so nice to your kid to get him to stay in bed.
Well, no.
I was like,
it's been a journey.
Stay in your bed.
Are you kidding me? That was my last week.
I did not do any of that.
No.
I was yelling.
We've been
that
yellers.
Was like very, very nice of you where I think I just like looked at her with like mommy mean eyes and was like, don't get out of your bed.
But that didn't work for me. That's the thing. He's not getting out of his bed. It's so weird.
Oh, he like cries in the bed.
Uh-huh.
Oh, see, Ryan did that for a long time and she would like wake up and she would be like, hello, somebody come and get me.
Oh
like,
my God.
From her bed. But it would like echo through the whole house.
Yes.
And Matt and I would always look at each other and be like, when is she going to know that she – I mean, she's almost four.
We were like, just talking about that.
When
we're
is
like,
she
going to
know she can just get out of the bed?
Yes.
And like, what?
Don't tell her.
On my birthday.
Obviously.
Which was like 2 weeks ago. She,
oh, happy birthday.
Oh, thank you. She decided that she could just get out of her bed and walk through. And
no.
Now she like – she's like a little freaky like person who just like walks through the house.
Oh, my God.
She'll be like downstairs and I'll hear something. And I'll be like, Ryan. And then she'll be like, I was just going to say hi to my puppy dogs. I'm like, oh, my God. Like, go back to your bed. What are you doing?
She walks
That's
around.
Scary.
She's like a little
You need
like freaky,
a gate on the
like
stairs.
We have a gate. She knows how to open it.
Oh, of course.
Crap.
Yeah. We have like a barn door style gate with like a big latch. Like hardcore wooden. You've seen it. Like, I don't know how she gets out of them. She's big now, you know?
Yeah.
You guys, can I just quickly, before we make Haley say a win and fail, tell you that Ryan is the coolest, not surprising, little girl. Bo loves her. She hangs so well with the boys.
Yeah, she does.
She is the best.
Well, she loves your boys too. She was like, Mom, where are you going? And I was like, you know, Mommy's going to record a podcast today with Bo's mommy. And she was like, she does this thing where she talks to the side of her mouth when she gets like a little like excited about something but also like curious about. She'd be like, what? Like kind of like a gangster almost, like what?
Oh my God.
I was like, yeah, I'm gonna go see Bo's mommy. She was like, what's her name again? I was like, that's Jamie. She was like, oh yeah, Jamie. And she's like, are you gonna see baby Jack too?
Aww.
I was like, yeah, but I'm not gonna see them, but I will tell him hi.
That's we have so to have cute. Her over. We'll come over.
Yeah,
very
she does
soon.
She's like very
I thought you were gonna say we have to have her on the show. I'm like, yes,
that's
by
too.
The way, that's like her dream come true. Get serious.
We would get a high chair or whatever booster for her right here.
She'd be like, and you know, and then yesterday, and then you know,
maybe we should have her.
How funny would that be?
We have Bo and Milo and Ryan on as guests one time.
That would be really funny. Imagine if they just started conversing with each other. Wait, this is so
this
funny.
Is, right.
That's actually a good episode.
This is brilliant. Okay, we'll have you back again.
Oh my God.
All right, could you share, it even doesn't have to be this week, but any sort of mom win fail?
This past week, I feel like I can't remember past this week.
Yeah.
Does that
totally.
Happen to you guys?
Oh,
like,
of course. Oh, yeah.
I don't know what happened to me two, 3 weeks
That's why
ago.
We have to do the show weekly.
Yeah. Yeah. So this week we took a family vacation, which was like not so much a vacation because Matt was going down for Austin for South by Southwest for work. So we kind of like used it as like he went to work and we went and like explored around Austin a little bit and visited my dad and my stepmom. And so my fail was the flight. It was just, it was like not good.
Why?
And I mean, I got barfed on.
Oh.
I had like Lulu.
Wait, how old is Lulu?
She's 9 months.
Oh, she's teeny.
She's little, yeah. But
oh
she's
my God.
Like just the cutest, coolest little baby.
She's a baby Ryan.
So, I've seen pictures.
She is.
She's
like,
so cute.
Thank you.
Oh my God.
And she's just really like easygoing. Like she doesn't cry a lot. She just.
Second kid.
Like for the longest time, I was like, I don't know when she's going to cry. Like she just kind of didn't for
That's
the longest
awesome.
Time.
That's awesome.
But she's also a Gemini, so she's 0 to 100. Like she's happy, happy, happy until she's not.
Kind of easy like, too.
Yeah. And then it's just really like all hell breaks loose. And so on the flight, she we did sleep training with her, and she only knows how to sleep in her bed.
I know.
Same.
She can't sleep on me. She can't sleep in a car seat. She's just – it's like she doesn't know what's going on. Mm-hmm. And so we finally, like, scooted over. We were coach, Delta flight. We were, like,
oh, Delta,
you know,
huh?
Miserable, okay. Sitting on the edge of our seats, and we put, like, a blanket down in the middle. So we had, like, three seats in a row, and we put a blanket down the middle hoping that she would maybe just, like, sleep on her belly in the middle seat.
Yeah.
She, like, couldn't figure it out, couldn't get her shit together. She was really having a moment. Everyone around me was kind of like, what is going on? What is happening?
Don't you feel like they look at you like you don't know what you're doing? Or, like,
I had
a flight attendant one ask me, is there anything that we can help you do? I was like, do you not think I am trying everything possible to shut my child up?
I don't think I'm enjoying this moment.
Yeah, do you think I'm just letting him cry?
I don't make eye contact with anyone.
Yeah, smart.
Like, not at all.
But I will tell you that she did she fought the good fight for a while, and then she did finally pass out, and she was great the rest of the flight. But there was a family sitting up a couple rows in front of me that made my fail not seem so bad.
Oh.
They were way, way worse. So I was like, okay.
We're breathing these. We're like,
that's also maybe your win.
Yeah, I was like, and there lies my win. Yeah, it just – flights, I think, in general always feel like a fail. You're like – even when they go smoothly, you just feel like you were hit by a truck afterwards. Yeah. You get home and you're like, ugh.
Yep. I stress out for it like the full 7 days before I'm going to fly.
Yeah.
I have a trip to New York with the kids coming up.
That's a long flight.
And we've done it many times now, and I'm –
Although
I told Jenna, I shell money out now for Jack's own seat in a car seat, and it
has it
changed.
Helped?
It has helped because he will not sleep on me either. He wants his space. He wants to roll around, do his thing with his lovies, and then pass out.
I'm always so envious of those babies that are sleeping like anywhere on their mommies or daddies.
I miss
that,
it.
That's never happened to me because I sleep
trained.
Do you
think that's maybe babies that breastfed longer too?
Breastfed for a year. I don't know.
You made it to a year?
Yeah.
Good for you, girl.
But, I know, right?
But
twice you made it to a year.
Thanks, but they're so sleep trained that they don't know how to just,
I know,
like,
that's the only downside of it.
Lulu really, like, self-weaned, and then she, to sleep, sticks two fingers in her mouth and, like, rubs the back of her head and just, like, passes out. So, and
that's awesome.
And even when I'm, like, missing her and, like, wanting to cuddle her and be like, please fall asleep on me.
Yeah,
she'll, like, push me away.
Yes, same.
Put me in the bed, woman. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, why are we hanging out right now? I'm supposed to be sleeping.
Yeah, if she's sick, she wants, like, cuddles and she wants to, like, get in. But if she wants to sleep, she's like, girl.
I know.
Yeah. Let me be.
Yeah. I know.
You know?
All right, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we are going to talk mom friends. When you pick them, inherit them, don't like them, or find yourself drifting apart from friends after kids because of the way you parent. We'll be back. Jenna, what are some things you can do with ease?
Well, I could sing a scale. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. I can always pick out a cute outfit, and I'm pretty good at making an ad copy sound conversational.
That's very true.
What about you, Jame? What can you do with ease?
Oh, well, I can get my favorite cannabis products delivered with ease. That's E-A-Z-E.
Ooh, wordplay. Tell me more.
Let's talk weed for a sec. I know we're supposed to say cannabis, but that's just nerd for weed. It's 2019. We live in California, so weed is legal.
Well, at the state level, yeah, but federal law is
okay,
still...
Jenna, we really need to get you an ease delivery. I really recommend for you some CBD balm for your back.
Oh, that actually sounds great. Being a busy mom means I don't really have time to go to a dispensary. Plus, it's not like they have a playground section for kids. Go play in the ball pit while mommy picks out a sativa. Yeah, that's not going to happen.
That's why you need to use Ease. Anyone 21 over can get verified online, and then you can browse their huge selection of cannabis products. That means weed. And place your order. And next thing you know, a friendly driver's at your house hooking you up.
And speaking of hooking people up, let's give our listeners $20 off of their first Ease order.
I love it.
Just go to Ease.com, that's E-A-Z-E.com, and use promo code MAMA for $20 off your first order. And delivery is free on all orders over $50.
Again, that's Ease.com, and use your promo code MAMA for $20 off your first order.
Enjoy the moment with Ease.
Okay, we're back. Let's start first with the whole... picking your kids' friends because you like the parents, or when your kids find friends, but you might love the parents or actually not like them. So, Haley, I'll throw it to you first. What's your experience been like? Because I feel like Ryan's now in preschool, so you're really getting into that stage of life.
First of all, let me just say I feel very lucky that my experience with preschool and with school in general has been very positive with my, like, parent-friend experience. I feel like I got a really great class for Ryan because I really have like a wonderful group of friends that's kind of formed within her class, mm-hmm. which is sounds kind of like silly, but it does like change the experience if you have a good support system.
Absolutely.
And I have a couple of friends that have not had that experience where they sort of felt like, oh, I don't really get along with anyone, or my kid, you know, has made this friend, but I really don't like the mom and I don't want to, you know, spend a lot of time with them.
You don't ever want to do play dates.
Yeah, it just like can be really challenging, I think. And it's not even like this sort of superficial stuff like, I don't like them. It really can be kind of like we don't parent the same way.
Yes.
You know, it's not kind of the catty stuff. It's really like I don't want certain things and certain traits like carried over into like what my child thinks is acceptable behavior or whatever. Yeah. So before we get into this like sensitive topic, I do feel like I should just like prerequisite with saying that I feel like I have been very, very fortunate to have like found this really wonderful, supportive group of moms.
I'm with you. I feel like I got super lucky with Bo and just the kids that he gravitated towards in his preschool. And now he's on his third year and they're graduating. And I feel like I got like lifers from school, like the moms of the kids that just are their little group. I love them so much. I respect them so much. We're all so different. We all do such different things with our lives. But like, I'm going to be more upset that he's graduating preschool because I'm going to miss them so
like
much.
Every day.
But it's almost made me feel like now even when he goes on to whatever school he's going to go to, which I find out today at 5.
Oh, my God.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's exciting.
I know. It's like the thing around L.A. It's like Friday at 5.
Oh, gosh. Wow.
It's okay to me now if I'm not friends with any of his friends' moms because I feel like I found – My crew.
Yeah.
My mom wasn't friends with any of my friends' moms growing up.
Neither was my
mom. And part of me was like a little jealous of when other, I saw moms be friends.
My life story, Jamie.
I was jealous, but it didn't affect my relationships. And I think that that's why I'm kind of like, Bo's going to be fine. He'll get to an age also play dates where I can drop him off and you don't have to like be there.
There the whole time, yeah.
But I'm with
you. Well, he's really on the verge of that like right now, I feel like. Once they kind of go into kindergarten, first grade, you're kind of doing the drop-off stuff more.
Yes, yes. So I'm with you. I feel super lucky.
Which is nice, but kind of sad.
It is sad.
I know. Even at activities now, I can like drop him. Like the sensei at the karate place was like, you know, you don't have to sit here for the whole hour and a half and watch him.
But like, what you do you go do for an him. Hour? Like,
nothing.
You can barely, in LA, you can barely go grocery shop in 1 hour.
I know.
That's why you
can't find
Instacart.
A parking spot. Yeah.
I live for Instacart. Are you kidding?
Have you ever promised your kids anything? Like when they come home from school, if they do
all the
a really
time.
Good job, like they're going to get like cookies, whatever.
Bribery is my life.
Okay, me too. So at least these days it is. There are these Uncle Eddie's cookies that I'm obsessed with.
Mm.
And I get it when I do my Instacart order. And I promised my son that if he slept through the night, he would get to have 2 cookies. Anyway, fast forward to forgetting all about the cookies. Got home from school and he was like, where are my damn cookies, Mom? And
no.
I was like, oh, shoot. So I quickly went on to Instacart. And by the way, you don't need to buy like a million things on Instacart to get it delivered to you fast. So ordered those damn cookies. And in like 3 hours or less, it was probably less than that, they were at my door just in time
for
dinner.
To the rescue.
To the rescue. I had them at 6 p.m. for dinner time. And my son never knew the difference. And he didn't know I was like scrambling to get this stuff.
Nice when people can do things for us.
Thank you, Instacart. You saved my butt. Try Instacart and get $10 off your first order. To get this limited time offer, go to instacart.com or download the mobile app and enter our promo code MAMA at checkout. Get $10 off your first order today at instacart.com or download the mobile app and don't forget to enter our code MAMA. That's instacart.com or through the mobile app with our code MAMA at checkout.
You're listening to Mama Said with Jamie and Jenna.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match 2 of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Need help keeping up with the Kardashians?
I would not be surprised if Kylie Jenner hires a private investigator to follow Travis Scott around and make sure he's not cheating.
Join blogger and king of snark, Perez Hilton, to keep track of their latest family drama, as well as everything else happening in the celebrity world.
She also said, I am not clickbait. And that's what I disagree with. Because she is clickbait.
Download new episodes of the Perez Hilton podcast every Monday on Podcast One.
And now back to Mama Said with Jamie and Jenna.
Let's get back into the friends and moms. Do you have an experience yet with this?
I do. I also have a really good experience. I love Milo's class. I always have. He had his first year last year and he's in his second year now. Pretty much the same moms with a few extras that are lovely. And I love them so much that I just organized a mama dinner that we did 2 weeks ago.
Nice.
And it was fun. Like, we're all really different. You know, someone is in corporate here and someone is a writer and someone is a producer and a lot of stay-at-home moms, lawyers. And we all just love our kids and that's what we have in common. And actually at dinner, it was so nice because we had never really gotten to talk to each other and like find out what our jobs are and like what you do and what you do. And it was just lovely.
Yeah, it's nice to like talk to each other about things other than your kids.
We didn't even talk about our kids at dinner.
Isn't that nice?
We didn't. But it was like, it was nice. Like we like kind of even did musical chairs. I really haven't talked to these moms at all for, you know, other than like, hi, bye.
I think one of the gifts that preschool gives you is not just like the break from your kids, but also, and for some of the mommies that are listening out there that have babies, like it gives you a community and you find like friends that, because I find with your friends that I think this can be a whole other show is like when you have close friends that don't have kids, once you have kids, it can be very hard to sustain the relationship the way it once was, because A, you're just all you want to talk about is your kids no matter what you do because it's just on your brain. But B,
it's also just your life right now.
Yeah. Exactly. And it can cause a strain. So to find people that are going through it with you, and you have to find your crew that you can speak honestly with. Look, I've had the situation where there have been some kids that like I don't love the way Bo acts when they're together.
They like, what do you do? That's a very nice way of saying, yeah, you know kids that you just don't like.
Yeah.
But I really like the parent. And I really consciously try to not judge people and the way they parent. And I don't judge kids' behavior because one time I had to say to Cutter when Bo was going through like a really bad stage, he was like, that kid's annoying. Like, I don't want him hanging with Bo. And
I
was
like, where are you learning this?
Bo's the annoying kid too. Like, this person probably thinks Bo's the worst. Like, relax. And we love him. Like, you need to relax a little bit because
it is, there are so many different stages that they go through. Like, I can remember even with Ryan, like, who's never really went through like a major tantrum stage or anything like that.
Oh, wow. You're lucky.
I feel like I did get, I repeat,
she's the best.
I'm sure she's going to be so hardcore gnarly for me at 16.
Fuck you fours and fuck me fives. Those are coming to you.
I'm like, really, I believe God is fair. And I'm like, she is coming for me in some kind of way. I don't know when, but you know, we didn't go through like a major tantrum thing, but we had like 3 months where she was just so irrational. Like everything would be like, I don't want to, you know, just like,
for
irrational
no
crying over nothing. And I would just be like, I would look at Matt and be like, what are,
I don't even know what she's talking about. So they do kind of go through
everything
these, like,
is
ups
a phase.
And
everything is a fucking phase,
and they tend to last for like
3 months.
3 months.
Yes.
You know, long, like, enough for your developmental, like, things.
Is this,
like,
who you are now?
Right. Yeah, you're like, oh, please don't last.
Yeah.
Please don't stay like this.
I know. But speaking about, like, if you see a kid that you're like, oh, I don't know if I really like this kid, you could be catching them in, like, that just blip of time. And
yeah, that's true.
You know,
give him a chance.
Yeah, it's true. I mean,
circle back in 3 months.
all of our kids have been at that point.
Yes.
And I would not like
really
for someone
like
to
the
think
parents.
That that's what Ryan was like, you know?
No, not exactly. And that's why I say to Cutter, I'm like, I'm sorry, but this is a mom I love.
So,
and we're going to figure this out because, by the way, this is the world. Like, you can't have him only hang with certain people that you want him to hang with. If this is somebody that he, like, vibes with and has fun, and if he has a smile on his face, I'm going to still discipline him the way I discipline him. It's not my business.
Well, I think that's one of the big things that's hard for me is the lack of discipline.
Yes,
I think that's
understand.
A big, not like make or break of a relationship, but if I feel like there is just no rules, no boundaries, the kid is the boss, you know, that's a hard relationship for me because that's not the way that we are in my home. Like, Matt and I are the boss, and Ryan does not think she's the boss, and Lulu does not think she's the boss, but we have really good kids because of it. And we're not like hardcore disciplinarians or anything like that. We're very communicative. Everything's like really explained and talked out, and she's not allowed to like run wild in a restaurant or jump up and down on the booth or like there's just certain behavior that I was not allowed to have as a kid. And you know, if I see parents that like don't set boundaries, like that's kind of that's a no-go for me.
I get it. I totally, but I think this is like going to be setting us up for the whole journey with our kids, like through high school and stuff, because I've had the conversation with Beau where like, I know so-and-so is allowed to do that, but you are not.
Right.
You're not. Not in this house. I'm your mommy. These are our rules. Mm-hmm. And he gets upset, but you have to stand your ground, and this is, and it's going to get harder as they get older.
Sure.
Think about it, when they're going to be allowed to have phones, if I say no and his friends have a phone, or curfews. I mean, I had it all. We all went through with that, all of that stuff. I mean, this is just the precursor, I think, to that.
When I think we're going to have it harder too, because there's so many more things for us to deal with.
Yes.
That our parents didn't deal with in our generation.
For sure.
Like for a boy to call us at home, like, my dad answered the phone.
Yeah.
And they had to be like, hello, Mr. Duff. Like, can I speak with Haley, please? And he had to be like, you know, who is this? Like, it's different than
what
it is now,
so
you know?
No, my cousin Quinn, who's here with us right now, she was telling me that she wasn't allowed to download Snapchat until a certain age, you know, things like that.
That's a good rule. Your parents are, that's smart of them. Not everyone her age has that rule.
But that's probably hard though, because there's other kids whose parents allow them to do it a different
way. Yeah, she said she was kind of jealous.
Yeah.
But you know what? You're better because of it.
Yeah.
And you also have parents that care about you.
I do.
That's the truth.
You know, I ran into a problem when I had Beau, a lot of my friends all had babies around the same time, which was so nice. Mm-hmm. And I realize now, like my best friends, it was a wonderful thing to go through together. But my other close friends that had babies that I thought it was going to bond us further, actually, it drove us apart because I felt judged by choices I was making, even when Beau was an infant, of just not doing things the way they felt appropriate.
Their babies were older?
No, same age.
Oh, same
so
age.
I get like first-time moms, but like they just felt like the way they were doing things was right and didn't like the way I was doing things. And at first it devastated me. But then I realized, you know what? But I got my people over here. And so it was not to be like, it was nice being friends with you, peace, but kind of it was because this is my life now. And you can't be made to feel bad about your parenting choices.
And I also think that when you have kids, you become friends with people you least expected, you know, that you would become friends with. So there are a couple moms that I'm so close with, and I never thought in a million years that we would be so super close. And it's so nice because like this, you know, if you parent the same as these other people, it's just going to draw you so close. And even if you don't parent, I am friends with a lot of people that don't parent like me. Mm-hmm. But we just don't judge each other.
We don't parent the same in some ways.
In some ways we do, in some ways we don't. But like, I don't care. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't matter because you're such a good friend to me and you're a good mom to them. And that's all that matters. I don't care. You know, I'm not going to judge you and say, well, she's doing this wrong. Your kids are growing up perfectly fine. You're doing an amazing job. That's all that matters.
Well, I think the comparison shit happens like real early on. Like, I even find in my baby classes, they'll be like, how old's your baby? Well, when did he start walking?
Oh my gosh.
How many words does he say? And I was like, I haven't counted. I'm not sure. But it's hard not to do that. But it's almost like my radar where I'm like, you might not be the mom friend for me if that's like where you're at. Again,
it's almost like competition.
Yeah, I can't be around that. I have a really, really, really close friend from growing up who's like that. And it's like a turnoff for me. And I feel bad to be like that and say this about her because we have this history and I have a lot of love for her. But like, I find myself communicating a lot less because it's just a very frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You would think it would have brought us together, but it's like driving us apart a little bit.
I have the same experience with one of my close friends and we have kids at the same time and we're not friends anymore. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. I wish I was like, oh my God, this is going to bring us so much closer. We've kind of parted ways, but now our kids, you know, are close in age and I haven't spoken to her and I don't know what it is. Like, I was excited that this bond was going to, our kids were going to just bring us closer and it did the opposite. It is what it is. I have such good mommy friends, but some of them shock me. Some of them I'm like, that's a disappointment.
I also think you get to a point in life where you're like, realize you don't have time for a lot of friends.
Right.
Anyway.
I think that has a lot to do with it. You're like, how do you fit all these people in?
Yeah.
The thing about the judgment is I have a theory about it and I'm curious what you guys think is I don't know if it's necessarily that moms are trying to be so judgmental. I think it's that, especially with your first kid, and I don't – maybe this was just me.
Mm-hmm.
You just are like – I took it so serious. Like, it was such a life-changing thing for me to have a child. It literally turned my world upside down, and I didn't have postpartum or anything, but it just – my whole world was, like, different overnight. And I think that you're just trying to make, like – the best decisions that you can for your kid.
Mm-hmm.
And you're trying to do everything right. And you're trying to be like the best mom you can be and give your child the best life that they can have. And you just, there, everything feels for your first child, especially so like do or die. Like just everything's like make or break. Like, oh, we got to get him potty trained. Oh, we got to get him sleeping through the night. Like you're just always so on edge and
surviving,
you know? That sometimes that like pushing your way on people is because you feel so convicted in your choices because the choices were so intense to make that you push them because they were intense for you to make.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Oh, that's such a good way to put it and so smart. That's
like,
wonderful.
Like your conviction is deep because the choice was hard for you to make. Like you're like –
and that's
this
your life.
This is what I feel is right.
Yes.
You know, so it's not necessarily you're trying to make other people feel bad.
Trying
it's
to help them.
Yeah.
And
because you like love so hard for your kid.
Yes.
And it's a fine line because some of those other moms really want your advice and really want to hear what you have to say. And then there's those other moms that are like, you.
Yeah, because they're making their decisions themselves.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. And sometimes like, you know, I've had moms – I asked so many questions when I had Milo. Like, I asked everyone everything.
Same.
And I knew – everyone warned me who had kids. They're like, there's so many cooks in the kitchen. You're going to hear a million different things. But I still asked and I wanted to hear –
did you ask a lot of different people? See, I had my one person. I had Lindsay Margolis. I literally asked Lindsay Margolis, my best friend.
I asked Lindsay a lot too.
Yeah.
That's so funny. I asked my a core couple of mommies, but I also asked a lot of people because I wanted to hear what they did. And I – listen to the ones that I liked. And I took advice from like all these different mommies. But in Jill's class, I mean, in our Mommy Me class, there's a lot of judging going on. And it's really
– I just heard about this class yesterday.
It's the best. And it has nothing to do with Jill. She's amazing. But when you're a first-time mom, you're in a room for an hour looking at these other babies and you're seeing like a mom – feeding out of a bottle when they're not supposed to drink from a bottle after
I
a year.
I felt so judged when I was mixing formula for Jack at 4 months in that class. I'm not going to lie.
Which is so weird because...
But see, that's not right.
But by the way, it was probably my own insecurity. It was probably myself projecting.
It's not your own insecurity. I'm sorry, I have a cough drop in my mouth from my allergies that are just killing my throat.
We're all sick.
It's not your own insecurity. It's that everyone has told you that you should breastfeed for a year.
Yeah.
Everyone has like beat that into your head and that somehow if you don't, it's not right. That you're like failing in some way.
I felt shame.
That you're not doing what's right for your child. And the truth is feeding your child is what's right for your child. Mm-hmm.
So
I feel you because I stopped breastfeeding at 4.5, 5 months with Lulu.
Which is also a long time.
Yeah. Guess what? She's alive and she's thriving, okay?
Yeah.
Happiest child I ever did see.
Here's the honest truth.
Nothing to worry about.
Exactly. And you know that.
Again, spring is upon us. And even though it brings allergies and having our kids home for 2.5 weeks, it also could bring that like reinvention. Like, you know, you feel invigorated. Winter,
you're starting to wear dresses.
Yes. You're feeling good about yourself and you want to revamp your style and your whole look. So Shoe Dazzle to the rescue. Shoe Dazzle is the place to get your shoe fixed, but it's not just that. With tons of shoes, clothing, and accessories, they have thousands of ways to step up your look. And there's new trends and styles that come in every week. So it's kind of exciting to see what the new styles are for the week.
It is. And of course, you could shop as a guest, but let me tell you, shopping as a VIP member is much better than doing it as
anything
a guest.
VIP.
You're given this really fun style quiz to personalize your shopping experience.
All right. VIPs like us save 30% off most retail prices all day, every day, plus get free shipping and returns. So now's the time to sign up as a VIP because right now you'll get your first pair of shoes for 75% off. That means it could be as low as $10. You can't beat that. This is an exclusive deal for podcast listeners. So make sure you go to shoedazzle.com/mama to get it. That's shoedazzle.com/mama to step up your look today for as low as $10. Shoedazzle.com/mama.
And you guys, show us what you get on Facebook.
Yes.
I've judged, you've judged, you judge. We've all judged. We're not angels sitting here preaching that like we've never judged. Like,
right.
I just, from my first to second kid, I mean, I've dropped that. Like, I try not to because I know how shitty it feels. So if I do, I always say to myself, I'm like, I'm a bitch. Like, drop it. You know, like, I'm not perfect, but like, it's so easy to make judgment. But the truth is, we're all doing shit differently.
Yeah.
And, well, like, and other moms
are all surviving.
Correct. My judgment, like on the plane the other day, was like not of the child. It was that, for example, this mom, it was a night flight. Everyone's trying to sleep. Everyone's trying to like get their kid to fall asleep. There's lots of kids on the plane. And the kid's like jumping up and down in the seat, going absolutely crazy. And the mom has the flash on her phone and is like filming the kid. I'm like, girlfriend, put the phone down. And then they come through with the drinks. And she's like, do you want a Sprite? Do you want a Sprite? I'm like, if you give this child a Sprite, I'm going to die. Like, I'm going to die. The kid was like 3. I'm like, no, there's no Sprite at 3. Like, what is going on right now? You know, so I judge stuff like that. That's blatantly, like, incorrect parenting decisions. Bottle feeding, even after one, like, is it like make or break of the child's life? Absolutely not.
Right.
You know, like, whatever. Potty training super late, whatever.
Yeah.
Every kid is going to do it at a different time.
Jack, it I mean, Bo just wore pull-ups till 5.5 in
whatever.
The bed.
And he's not going to graduate high school in them.
No. And I had a lot of people being like, he's still in pull-ups. He's still in pull-ups. And I'm like, he can't make it through the night. He can't make it through the night without pissing his bed. I don't want to do the laundry.
Yeah.
They make pull-ups till 6T, so he's going to wear. And then we did like 1 week where he was dry, and that was it. But there are all those milestones that you could feel judged by and can infect your friendships.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And sometimes I feel like I need to check myself, but then there's other times where I'll be like, maybe we're not the best influence on each other because you don't make me, you know, you end up talking about your kids a lot, and I feel really bad every time we leave each other.
Wait, what do you mean talking about your kids?
Meaning like being with another friend that has a child the same age that like makes me feel bad about
like
my parenting
they're
choices.
Doing this,
I just feel like there's no time for that in our lives. Like,
no,
you just, like, bye.
Well, preschool, for example, right now everyone's like, oh, we're writing our full names and we're doing this and we're doing that. And I'm like, all right, well, that's great.
Well, even in all these private school interviews, I was like, Bo can't read yet. He can't read.
He's in preschool.
I know, but there's a lot of kids that can. And I'm like, he can't read yet. I know he will, but he can't read, yeah. You know? Yeah. It's okay. I'm not going to put that pressure on him or myself, but.
Can I tell you about a great show, by the way, that will make him want to read? It's called Super Y.
He loves Super Y.
Ryan has learned her alphabet off of Super
Y. That's great.
Are you serious? It's the craziest thing I've ever seen. She started watching it like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, wow. Super
Y. The child is obsessed with letters. And I listen to her like falling asleep at night. She's like, S-P-E-L-L. What did that spell?
Uh-uh.
I'm like, oh my God. This is crazy.
What is it on? Show.
It's on Netflix.
Amazing. Yeah. Super Y. Okay.
Super Y. She's obsessed.
Super
wild. And this was like, I would be like, you want to look at an alphabet book? And she'd be like, no, mommy, I want to look at princess book. I'm like, okay.
Oh.
I'm like not I'm not like a pusher in that way. I'm like,
yeah, no, that's what
maybe
I mean.
Like 5 minutes, you know, here and there we'll like do a little trace book or something. But
yeah.
Not anything crazy. But then Super Y happened and she's like, I'm going to be a super reader, mommy. I'm like, okay, great.
Oh, amazing. That's I so love that.
Sweet.
Yeah,
I love
she's
that.
Obsessed. One more topic about when your kids pick a friend.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, please.
Yes, go.
Please.
And then you don't get along with the parent. And then you got to do play dates and stuff.
Yes.
How do you guys handle that?
You just power through.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because my kid's happy and they love each other and we're going to just small talk it.
I think that's the
best
approach.
We're going to small talk it through because sometimes, like, shitty kid doesn't mean shitty parents and vice versa.
No, it could be a great kid.
Or sometimes
that's what I mean.
Yeah.
Like,
it could be a great kid.
It could be a great kid.
And by the way, it could be a great parent, just not necessarily your speed.
Right. Yeah, I put it a little harshly. Exactly. Yes.
Yeah.
I'm like, we're just
not necessarily your. Yeah, not,
just
doesn't have to be the homie.
Yeah. No, not the homie. Exactly. Yeah. And like I said, I think he's getting older now that, you know, it won't be as much of a factor.
Mm-hmm.
And like we said, I mean, I'm all for meeting people. I love meeting new people, but like, I just don't have the space for new friends. Like, that's why I said, I feel like my preschool people are like my lifers because it's just we.
You will, though. You'll go to a new school. Yeah, you'll go to a new school. You say
that. You go through this journey with me.
I'm kind of excited to, like, find out at 5 p.m.
I know.
Really,
yeah, I am, too.
I'll text you
guys. Then, like, your new friends, you're totally going to have, like, a
Yeah,
whole
like,
group
what are you
friends.
Talking about? You totally have the space. You're going to have, like, so many new friends. It's just, like, a whole different world opening up for you.
I think maybe it's just me. Like, I'm just so scared. Like, it's like going from high school to college. I'm like, will these be my friends forever?
But
I love them so much.
Are we dorks or we're just, like, living through our kids' preschool
totally.
Experience?
Totally.
I mean, it's just, I have nothing else.
That is not true.
It's all I have in my life.
Oh, my God. That's funny.
Sick kids at school.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I need a moment about this.
When parents send their kids sick, it's real.
This is, like, also, you need to come back and, like, do a whole episode on it, but this is, like,
anytime. You tell me when.
This is important.
Well,
and gross.
I will tell you, this last 2 weeks at our school, somebody came in with the flu, and going back to vaccinations, I vaccinate my kids as well. This is why we don't have things like whooping cough and
measles,
scarlet fever, and all kinds of things.
Yes.
I understand if you make the decision not to, but
don't come around us.
Because a lot of the kids in Ryan's class were flu vaccinated. The flu has only lasted 1 to 2 days for the kids that got it.
Right.
This is an interesting fact because a lot of people say, well, so my son got A and B at the same time, the strands A and B.
That's terrible.
And I said, what the hell? Like, he was vaccinated. And they were like, yeah, he was. You could still get the flu. It just lasts.
It's a shorter.
Yeah, it's not as bad as if he didn't get it. So a lot of people don't know that.
We were not vaccinated for the flu last year. And I think you remember this. I was hospitalized for the flu when I was pregnant last year for 3.5 days. Ryan had the flu for over 2 weeks because I was like, we're not getting the flu vaccine. I haven't had the flu shot in 10 years.
So you had a bad experience.
I had a horrible experience. I like literally almost died from it. There was a woman here in the Valley that died from the flu last year. Like, it's,
and you were pregnant. That's really scary.
I was like,
I got the flu 8 months pregnant.
Yeah,
I got the flu
terrible.
2 weeks before I gave birth.
Yeah. So bad.
Not okay.
Listen, everyone make your own decisions about the shots, but the kids in her class that got the shots, it only lasted like 2 days, three days. But they all were coming to school with no symptoms, even though they had the flu because of the shot. So they were running like low-grade fevers and not really knowing it.
Ooh.
So they were coming to school because, like, even my daughter's little best friend was over having a play date at the house. This child was doing backflips, cartwheels. Like
that was like Milo.
They were totally fine.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, I have to go for her four-year-old appointment, get her a four-year-old shot, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, will you just swab her for the flu? Everyone in her class has the flu. And she was positive
that
for the flu.
That was Milo. Wow. That was my son. So no symptoms.
There are people that have sent their kids to school with it because they were vaccinated and don't know they have it. So that's one way of, like, passing it, obviously.
Yeah, but what are you supposed to do? There's, like, no preventing that.
I mean, it's
What's
hard.
What's that
it's
stuff? Oscillium?
Oscillium, yeah.
Yeah, everyone I know is taking that like crazy.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm and the elderberry it. Stuff for the laws and just
yeah.
whatever.
Yeah.
But, well, but guys, if you know your kid is sick, do not send them. That's
be
not
responsible.
Please,
please. I know. I know people have work, but be responsible. And speaking of being responsible, I have to, unfortunately, cut us short.
I know.
It's take
over.
A quick break.
You
We're
going to
come back with
though.
Shitty Mommy. We're not letting Haley leave yet without a Shitty Mommy. We'll be right back. Hold on.
Shitty Mommy!
So years ago, I'm at work and get a call from daycare, as I'm sure so many of these stories begin. Mrs. Jackson, can you please come to school immediately? Your son has a huge bruise in between his eyes. His nose and his eyes are turning blue. Was he in an accident? Is being abused? Good Lord. I was beside myself with panic. I drove like a madwoman to the school. Sure enough, my son looks like a cyclops. His nose looks huge like a cartoon. I start looking closer and notice blue snot running down his face. His tears were even blue. Yup. Blueberries up his nose. They thought he had been, I had thought he had been socked in the face. I proceed to have him blow his nose until the blueberry dislodged flies out, only to have him look at me with those blue tear stained cheeks and say, do I have to eat that one to get my prize? So I guess she had told him that he needed to eat a certain amount of blueberries to get a prize, like so he would eat his fruit, and he stuffed him up his nose.
Oh,
have you ever heard that happen?
No.
Oh my gosh, that is really cute though.
Poor baby. How uncomfortable that must have been.
Oh my, I'm
but
like,
she
I'm
literally
sure
thought he had like
right
gotten
now.
The shit beaten out of him basically.
I'm like, ow.
At daycare.
That seems very uncomfortable.
I've seen blueberries turn a butt blue from like too many blueberries and like blueberry poop and then the butt turns
it's like
blue.
Carrots.
Lindsay Margolis, ask her to tell you the story.
Stop. Yeah.
I feel like Lindsay needs to come on
yeah,
the show.
Yeah, no, I'm going to make her
like
come on.
I feel like she should, yeah. She'll be like, what do you guys want to know about today?
She's like, I'm always a shit mom. She's the best. All right, can you think of like a shitty story? Like I told the story about when Jack was infant and not sleeping and I basically called him an asshole and like felt terrible about
it.
And
I mean, I'm trying to think. A story that comes to mind like recently, what kind of reminds me of like you telling your son to like not get out of bed.
Yeah.
So I have like the sweetest, most wonderful mother-in-law and she comes in to help take care of the babies when I have to like leave for work or whatever. And this was like right after Ryan started getting out of bed on her own. And she also has just stopped sleeping in a pull-up. So she's got like her big girl sheets and stuff like that. But she does not like to get up to go pee on her own. She still like wants someone to take her. And I had done this like whole talk about like, do not get out of your bed. Like you do not get out of bed in the middle of the night. You do not scream for me in the night because Lulu's room is like the shared wall.
Of course, of course.
And Lulu had been cutting her teeth and so she'd been having like a lot of night waking. And so I was like, please care about your sister enough to not scream out all night long. You know, like I really hammered it home to her.
We're living parallel lives.
Right now. Like it was terrible. I've really like hammered it home to her. Like do not care enough about her to so that she could get a good night's sleep. Please, Ryan, please. Yeah. Right. And Ryan's like so sweet. She's like looking at me and she's like honestly the most loving, like best big sister. She was like, okay, mommy, I will not yell out in the night. I was like, okay, I love you. Good night. Right. I didn't think anything of it. I was like, I wasn't like yelling at her. I just was like really driving it home. I go to bed and I guess Deb, my mother-in-law, the guest room is across the hall from Ryan's room.
Yeah.
Could hear her like crying in her bed, but she was crying like really quietly and talking to herself. And she was going, but I just really need to go to the bathroom. I really need to go to the bathroom, Teddy. And she was like talking to her teddy bear. And Deb, my mother-in-law, got up and went across the hall and was like, Ryan, what's going on in here? And she was like, mommy told me not to call out in the night and not to get out of my bed.
Oh,
I was like, I feel like she didn't understand that I was like, you could get out of bed if you, like, don't pee in the bed, obviously, you know?
Oh my God, they take things so literally.
Very literal. So,
oh my God.
Felt a little
baby
like
Ryan.
At that point.
She's such a good girl.
I love her so much.
And Deb kind of looked at me like, well, you told her not to get out of the bed. And I was like, that's like a shitty mother-in-law moment. I was like, sorry.
Oh my God.
Deb.
But that was not bad at all.
Haley, I love you so much. Thank you for coming. I love you too.
And I'm so happy to meet you.
I'm so happy I met you finally.
We'll have you back anytime if you with Lindsay. Maybe Lindsay will come on if you're here. All right. We're going to leave you with a Mama Said. Remember, ladies, Mama said, what other people think of you is none of your business.
Boom.
We'll see you next week. Bye.
Thanks for listening to Mama Said with Jamie and Jenna. New episodes are available weekly at podcastone.com, the Podcast One app, or wherever you get your podcasts. And if you love the show, don't forget to leave a rating and review.
Sponsors for this episode of Mama Said are KiwiCo. Visit kiwico.com/mama and get your first crate for free.
Instacart. Get $10 off your first order by using code MAMA at instacart.com or on the Instacart mobile app.
Ease. Visit ease.com and get $20 off your first delivery when you use promo code MAMA.
Shoe Dazzle. Go to shoedazzle.com/mama to sign up to be a VIP and get your first pair of shoes for 75% off.
Calming Comfort Weight Blanket. Go to calmingcomfortblanket.com and use promo code MAMA for 15% off.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.